Crazy Days for Lamar's is now going on. With the Crazy Days, shoppers will be assured of getting several discounts and bargains for their merchandise. Michelle Baumgars with Piece of Cake is a committee member for Crazy Days. She offers an overview of the Crazy Days event.
Of course, we want to support the brick and mortar stores that are here for us year round. And then on Saturday, that will continue in stores and on their sidewalks. And then we are also going to close down the blocks just north and just south of Highway 3 on Central Avenue. We have over 70 vendors and food trucks who are scheduled to join us for the day from 8 until 3. A lot of home crafters, lots of handmade items. We've had a few people with antique items contacting us, so it should be a really good variety.
Baumgars says that the Crazy Days has been around for only a few years, yet the event has grown substantially.
We've kind of grown with the reputation. The first couple of years, it was a very small group of local people, and we just had great community support, and that reputation grew for us. And so we've had a lot of vendors, especially here in the community. A lot of people have full-time jobs, but then do something on the side at home. And so this gives them that opportunity to get out there and get in front of people. And we've seen a lot of growth with that.
Crazy Days is designed to stimulate shopping, as many small businesses and vendors will offer bargains and sales.
We see that more so with the brick and mortar stores. They've got some winter clearance that they need to move out of their stores to make room for some of the new stock that they have coming in. And we definitely want to have them, you know, show that support to them and help them clear out their inventory and help them get the new stuff out so we can be looking at their new products and stuff coming up for later summer and fall. But absolutely, this is an excellent time for those stores to put those deals out on the sidewalk and, you know, even back to school shopping. It's a great time to start that, you know, get some winter clothing and stuff if some of those stores still have some of that stock available.
Baumgars says at present time, more than 70 vendors have committed to being in Lamar's and located on Central Avenue selling their wares. However, the Crazy Days organizer says vendors are still asking if they can be included.
As of this weekend, we had over 70 that will be in the streets, including the brick and mortars, and we have 3 food trucks and a kettle corn vendor. We have been taking more phone calls as of yesterday. As of this morning, we've had some interest in some new vendors joining, so that number is growing.
Baumgars says that Crazy Days will continue, rain or shine.
Central will be closed down officially from 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. If we have customers shopping, we will encourage the vendors to stick around. The city has told us already that there is no hurry to open those streets back up. We may stay here as long as we want, so we want people to come down and join us for as long as possible. We have noticed the weather forecast, and we've had a few people asking us what's going to happen if the rain stays in the forecast, and we will have Crazy Days whether it rains or not. We've actually been watching that very closely. We're definitely going to enjoy some cooler temperatures, which we're excited about. We've had some pretty hot, crazy days in the past. So hopefully that will help get the shoppers out there.
During its Tuesday meeting, the Lamar City Council approved a contract bid of $1.53 million for the start of construction on the Plywood Trail Phase 1A, which will begin at Merrill and head towards Lamar's. Ultimately, the Plywood Trail, when completed, will provide a recreational trail that will stretch from Lamar's to Sioux City, connecting Merrill and Hinton. Brett Langley is the project manager with McClure Engineering, a firm based in Sioux City, and assigned the task of overseeing the supervision of the proposed Plywood Recreational Trail. Langley talks about the portion of the trail that will begin construction.
The first portion of the trail that we're going to construct runs from the north end of Merrill, kind of by a cell tower there, where there's going to be a trailhead, which is a parking lot for users to park at and access one of the entrances to the trail. It'll run from there on the north end of Merrill, north to across the west fork of the Floyd River, so we'll have a trail bridge in there, and then it'll come back down for another tenth or so of a mile. So this whole stretch will be a quarter mile in total, and get us over the river there. Then the stage 1B, which will hopefully be bid later this year to construct next year as well, would then run from where this stage 1A ends up to the south edge of Lamar's, kind of by NIPCO there.
Many people are still wondering where specifically will the plywood trail be located. Langley says most of the trail will run parallel to Highway 75 on the west side of the highway.
So this first phase, or stage 1A, we're calling it, it's going to be entirely on the west side of Highway 75. Really, the entire stretch from Merrill to Lamar's will all be on the west side of Highway 75. When you get south of Merrill, the plan is for it to hop over to the east side, and there's a long stretch there of abandoned railroad right-of-way that the trail will likely be going down. That'll be on the east side there of Highway 75. So really, it bounces back and forth a little bit between the cities, but the stuff that we'll see constructed first is all going to be on the west side of Highway 75.
He says the trail will be built on the Iowa DOT's right-of-way, and Langley says that the trail will be approximately 30 feet away from the shoulder of the highway.
DOT has requirements that the trail, or that there be at least a 30-foot clear zone from the edge of the highway. So the closest spot that it's going to be is up by NIPCO. It gets a little tight there, but the rest of it will be greater than 30 feet away from the highway, running anywhere from 50 feet plus in a lot of spots.
The intersection of County Road C-38 and Highway 75, commonly referred to as NIPCO Corner, has proven at times to be a dangerous intersection with a few auto accidents and even fatalities occurring at that intersection. Langley admits that it may be a tight squeeze in terms of space for bicycles at that intersection.
Where it crosses C-38, it's going to be where the existing trail comes from the north. So it'll be close to the NIPCO driveway, a little ways west of Highway 75 there. Then it'll wrap around to be tucked up to a wall that's right in front of NIPCO on Highway 75 there. That's the spot where it's closest to the highway. There's basically a 30-foot clear zone there, and that's where the trail is going to fit, is right in that spot. That's what's planned for right now.
The McClure Engineering Company official says that the first portion of the trail will cost approximately $1.53 million. He offers an estimate as to the total projected cost of that plywood trail from Lamar's to Sioux City.
So this particular piece at $1.5 million is close to what we expected it to be. And yes, at least a third, if not more of that, is related to the bridge here that's going to cross the West Fork of the Floyd River. The stuff we'll see first is going to be the trail from Merrill to Lamar's, and that is going to total in cost about $3 to $3.5 million. And then the early estimates for what the entire length of the trail is going to cost from Lamar's to Sioux City is somewhere between $20 and $25 million. That's going to take place over the next several years, of course, so the costs in general always seem to go up. But as of right now, that's the anticipated cost for the entire stretch, is somewhere between $20 and $25
million. Langley says that the project hopes to be financed through private donations along with state and federal grants.
The plan is for there to be a combination of donations from private funding sources as well as state and federal grants. So there's a handful of different grant opportunities to have trails constructed throughout the state. And the Plywood Foundation plans to continue to apply for those over the coming years. Every year it ranges from $1 to $5 million, really. It varies quite a bit, but of dollars that the state and federal funds have for constructing trails. So every year that same pot of money is available, and all across the state people are applying for those funds to help build their trails. So we plan to keep applying for those so that we can have those trails built in our portion of the state.
Since the trail will be part of the highway's right-of-way, Langley says landowner approval was not necessarily needed.
That is correct, yes. Early on, we looked at some different routes that would have needed private property, but there wasn't full support in some key locations, I would say. So the route that was chosen utilizes DOT right-of-way through the corridor so that we can get a trail constructed.
Now, has the DOT signed off on this already then?
We have the appropriate permits to construct this first phase. That is the only thing that has been signed off on so far, and that's how it would work throughout the process. You would put together a new permit for the portion of the trail that you're constructing at that time. So we have the appropriate reviews and permitting from the DOT for this phase that we just bid last week.
Langley says construction is to be started no later than April 15th of 2022. He says, however, it could be started even earlier. Godwerson Smith Company of Ida Grove was awarded the contract. The completion of Phase 1A is to be done within 60 days after the construction project begins. Iowa's Attorney General has joined 37 of his counterparts in other states to file a lawsuit against Google. AG Tom Miller's spokesperson says that they are alleging that Google has an unfair monopoly in the way that their App Store works in the Android system. The states accuse Google of using its dominance to unfairly restrict competition with the Google Play Store, harming consumers by limiting choice and driving up app prices. The states are seeking to have Google open to competition within the Google Play App Store and the Google Pay system, and they are looking for refunds for customers.